Deon Tuta is with us. A total of $3.7 million has been reprioritised from the Provincial Growth Fund for the Regional Development Portfolio to support Māori development, Māori tourism and Māori agribusiness, with $3.1 million have been provided to the Tapuairoa Taranaki Crossing Project to help Te Kotahitanga o Te Ateawa develop the North Taranaki Visitor Centre. And Te Kotahitanga o Te Ateawa Pauwhakahaere, Chief Executive, is Deon Tuta. He's with us today. Deon, tēnā koe. Thank you for joining us on the program. Ngā mihi.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. Tell our listeners more about Tapuairoa and what's envisaged, please, Deon.
Yeah, sure. Well, Tapuairoa project is the Taranaki Crossing project. It was a project that was initiated back around 2017, 2018 originally, which was about upgrading the tracks around Taranaki Maunga to improve safety and visitor experience for whānau and people that were tramping around Taranaki, the Maunga. As part of that, about 2.9 million was set aside specifically to upgrade the visitor centre at the North Taranaki Visitor Centre. So that building is coming to the end, well, pretty much has come to the end of its useful life, and it needed replacement. And as part of this mahi, it was agreed that there would be a sort of three-way partnership between Department of Conservation, MBIE, and Te Kotahitanga o Te Ateawa to sort of facilitate the redesign and redevelopment of that visitor centre. So that project kicked off in earnest around about 2021. Te Kotahitanga took over project management of the project in 2022. And we've been working with our hapū and more recently with Taranaki Iwi, who also have whakapapa to the area, to think about cultural expression within the whare and to look at the building and what it might look at. So we've been working with Toa Architects from Auckland and so Nick Dalton and his team. We've been working closely with our hapū. We've come up with a design for the structure, the building. It has a total... in broad terms, it's around about a $13 million project. And so this is the visitor centre has between 170 to 200,000 visitors per annum. It's one of the most visited places in Taranaki. And so essentially it's a three-way partnership in some ways between iwi, the local community, and the Crown. So we think of it as a way of, we view it as basically demonstrating post-settlement behaviour and action. Local community through the Toi Foundation is making a contribution to it. Te Ateawa Iwi is funding part of it, and the Crown's funding part of it as well. So, you know, you could say it's the treaty in action, Dale. Well, that's the way I like to say it. So for all of those naysayers about co-governance and Māori and the Crown working together, this is a positive example of how that can happen. Yeah.
We recall, whilst small, the airport picking up an international architecture award for its design concept, the whakaaro behind its physical design, and of course the artistic adornments, which make it a very special visit. Anticipating something similar might happen at the visitor's centre, which doesn't seem to have a lot of Māori concept incorporated into its design, so we can expect something quite special on the north face of Taranaki, ne?
Yeah, so this will be different from the current one. Well, the original building, or the building that's there at the moment, I should say, was built in 1972 at a time when, you know, architectural thought was different. Certainly the thoughts about the inclusion of Māori into design were different. Coming back to the airport, yeah, you're absolutely right. That was, you know, Rangi Kepa and the Poketapu whānau were integral into the development of that site. Rangi's is involved in this project, probably not to the same extent as he was in the first one, but we're really looking forward to, and the airport tells the origin story of Te Ateawa, really, the meeting of Rongorua and Tamaro. And it's that entire building really is the personification of that in some way. This building really is more about Taranaki. So the whānau got together, and when we talked about, well, what sort of building would be appropriate in a place like this, it's not the sort of thing where you want to have, it's not the sort of place where you want to have, an ostentatious kind of out there kind of thing. This is this is a building that we're placing on our tūpuna, and so it has to be sensitive to him. It has to be sensitive to the environment, and so it's a building that we're hoping will sort of blend in with Taranaki. Because it's actually a really auspicious week for us up here, down here in Taranaki Dale, because today the Māori Affairs Select Committee is actually sitting to open, to hear submissions on the Taranaki Maunga Settlement Bill as well. And so it's a kind of a nice coinciding of things. And of course we have Puanga this week, Omare weekend, Omare Day at the end of the week. And also there's another important kaupapa going on with Paraninihi Ki Waitotara is about to begin arbitration with the West Coast Lessees over the West Coast Settlement Reserve. So it's a very, you're lucky to get me today.
Oh, it's a very busy week. The submissions regarding the Taunga, the Taranaki Maunga settlement, how would you describe what stage we are at with that and what's on the table?
It's been a very positive experience to date, I would say. You know, we're immensely proud of the mahi that all of our negotiators did. We were very pleased and heartened and surprised by the fact that the bill had unanimous support in the House, so even ACT, which I think everybody was surprised about, because it contains elements of co-governance, even ACT supported the first reading of the bill. We are hopeful that unanimity of support from the political parties carries on throughout the process. There's been about, from my recollection, there's probably been about 50 or 60 submissions that have been put in, and the overwhelming number of those are positive about the bill and keen to see it pass through and the settlement enacted. And so, you know, we are speaking to that particular kaupapa later today as well. Yeah, so it's a very exciting time for us here in Taranaki.
Tēnā koe. And coincides with Pōanga too, so it makes it extra special. What about the whare opening at Owai Marae on Friday? Can you tell our listeners a little about that as well, please, Dion?
Well, that's right. So last Friday, our trustees reopened Owai Marae after the refurbishment of our māho, and our Rangi Bailey and our entire whānau who worked on that. So the Owai trustees and whānau who, I mean, that was a process that took something like 3 to 4 months. It was a long process, completely refurbishing, repainting the entire māho from Potikaroa, Maui. It looks magnificent. The whānau have done such a fantastic job. They were keen to open it up ahead of Omare Day. So we'll be welcoming whānau from around the motu this Friday coming on the Matariki holiday. I believe we have Matua Hone Sadler and some whānau coming down from up north for Pomare weekend. And so, yeah, it was a great day. That it was a 7 o'clock opening. We had the house was full. The whānau turned out in force to reawaken the whare, and it was a wonderful event. Actually, just beautiful day, beautiful morning, and a wonderful event. We have a common friend of ours, Mr. Bernie O'Donnell, is coming home on Thursday. His pōwiri to start as the new general manager of Tiriti Partnerships at New Plymouth District Council. So Bernie's finally coming home after looking after you fellas up in Auckland for so long.
Yeah, we're really pleased for him that he's been able to return home and some purposeful maki. And hoping he'll work alongside you and others who are great advocates for the rohe to get things done. And we've loved having him. We'll send him back home with that same aroha, my friends. Good catching up with you again, Dion. Thanks so much.
Good to talk to you, Dale.
You too, brother. Thank you.
Thank you. Kia ora.